Welcome to the Royal Ties Podcast. My name is Clark, the Financial Credit Coach, and I will be bringing you information acquired through firsthand experiences in order to help you increase your credit score, reduce interest rates, increase savings, and eliminate debts. Doing it for the community, from the community, and by community, I mean any and everyone who wants to learn and evolve. So let's get right into it. Understanding the concept of a debt-to-income ratio and its implications. Very important. So in today's episode, we'll delve into the concept of a debt-to-income ratio and its implications. So understanding your debt-to-income ratio is crucial for assessing your financial health and making informed decisions about borrowing and managing debt. Two different things. Let's dive in and explore this important financial metric. So what is a debt-to-income ratio? Like, people ask me all the time, like, I don't even understand it. Like what is this? Well, the debt-to-income ratio, also known as the DTI, it's a financial metric that measures the proportion of your monthly income that goes towards paying debts. It provides a snapshot of your ability to manage and repay your existing debt obligations based on your income. So calculating the debt-to-income ratio, I'm going to break that down for you, all right? So to calculate your debt-to-income ratio, you need to focus on two key figures, your total monthly debt payments and your gross monthly income. So your total monthly debt payments include mortgage or rent, your car loans, your credit card payments, student loans, and any other outstanding debts. To calculate your DTI ratio, divide your total monthly debt payments by your gross monthly income and multiply the results by 100 to get a percentage. So for example, if your total monthly debt payments amount to $1,500 and your gross monthly income is $5,000, your DTI ratio would be 30%, 1,500 divided by 5,000 times 100. So interpreting the debt-to-income ratio, the resulting percentage from calculating your DTI ratio indicates how much of your income is dedicated to debt repayment. So lenders and financial institutions use this ratio to assess your financial stability and ability to take on additional debt. Let's talk about the implications of a high DTI ratio. So let's just say having a high debt-to-income ratio can have several implications. So limited borrowing capacity. Lenders may be reluctant to extend additional credit if your DTI ratio is high. A high ratio suggests a larger portion of your income is already allocated towards debt repayment. So that increases the risk associated with lending money to you. Higher interest rates. We hate those, right? So if you are approved for credit with a high DTI ratio, you may face higher interest rates and less favorable loan terms. So lenders may perceive you as a higher risk borrower and adjust the terms accordingly. Financial stress. Well, we hate stress, huh? A high DTI ratio can lead to financial stress as a significant portion of your income goes towards servicing debt. It leaves less room for discretionary spending, emergency savings, or achieving other financial goals. Managing and improving your DTI ratio. Let's talk about how we fix it. It's important to manage your debt to income ratio and strive for a healthy balance. So here's a few strategies to help you improve and maintain a favorable DTI ratio. Reduce debt. Focus on reducing your overall debt by making extra payments, prioritizing high interest debt, and avoiding taking on new debt. Consider debt repayment strategies such as the snowball method or avalanche method to accelerate your progress. Remember, I talk about those a lot. Increase your income. Explore opportunities to increase your income, such as negotiating a raise, taking on a side gig, or starting a small business. Increasing your income can help offset your debt payments and lower your DTI ratio. Grind. Develop a comprehensive budget that aligns your income and expenses. Track your spending. Identify areas where you can reduce unnecessary expenses and allocate more funds towards debt repayment. Put more money towards it. Avoid new debt. Be cautious about taking on new debt, especially if your DTI ratio is already high. Elevate your financial situation and consider whether new debt is necessary or if there are alternative solutions. Seeking professional advice. If you're struggling with a high DTI ratio or managing your debt, don't hesitate to seek professional advice. Financial advisors or credit counselors or financial coaches can provide personalized guidance and strategies tailored to your specific situation. Listen. In conclusion, it's really simple. Understanding your debt-to-income ratio is essential for assessing your financial health and making informed decisions about borrowing and managing debt. So by managing your debt, increasing your income, budgeting effectively, and avoiding unnecessary debt, you can improve your DTI ratio and achieve greater financial stability. Listen, that wraps up this episode on understanding the concept of a debt-to-income ratio and its implications. Remember, monitoring and managing your DTI ratio is a key component of maintaining a healthy financial life. I hope you learned something today. If you did, please like, follow, and share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring financial literacy to an end. You know who I am. You know what I do. Let's get busy. Year. My name is Clark, the financial coach, and my motto is simple: pay attention or pay for lack of attention. Please follow me at Clark, the financial coach, on Instagram.